I'm Will McHenry, the Program Associate at PONARS Eurasia, and with us today is Pavel Baev, a research professor at the Peace Research Institute Oslo.
Pavel, thank you so much for joining me for this PONARS podcast. Why didn't Russia intervene against the Velvet Revolution in Armenia?
That's a question on which it's very difficult to find a logical answer. Because it's clear that for Russia, revolutions as a phenomenon of modern international relations is a huge security challenge. It is something which President Putin describes in very strikingly gloomy terms, like an evil, like a producer of chaos, like something which is manipulated and sponsored and directed by his Western adversaries. So, you know, in this very strong discourse, which is also not just words, which is reflected in many official documents, including the military doctrine, it's very hard to find an explanation why suddenly it was ignored. And one possible explanation is essentially geopolitical. And that's what I hear from my Armenian colleagues, that from the very beginning of the revolution, Armenian opposition taking to the streets made it very clear that nothing would change in the relations with Russia. Armenia would relay a reliable ally no matter what. And yes, there is a rationale to that explanation, but nevertheless, it doesn't still quite provide an answer, because revolution is a threat as such. Putin's regime is really very sensitive to this sort of threats, much more to than geopolitical games, which can play this way or that way. Revolution is perceived as hitting somewhere very painfully to the very heart of that regime, authoritarian in its nature. So my only explanation for that lack of response is that they essentially missed the right moment to do. They had plenty of opportunities to intervene, not militarily, but with all sort of hybrid means, from corruption to propaganda, from unleashing the legion of trolls for attacking the social media, to just buying, trying to buy the opposition out. All sort of means were available, but you know, I think Putin was at that moment preoccupied with his own presidential elections and the inauguration. It was a World Cup in football, which was kind of coming up. Attention span is limited in the regimes of this sort, where you know, there is one decider and everything needs to go through him. And if he's busy and preoccupied with anything and doesn't have enough time to bother about regions like the Caucasus, that is it. And then suddenly it is too late. The prime minister has resigned, and whatever kind of the whatever means you have cannot really roll the revolution back. You can try to influence, you can try manipulate around it, you may try then to make sure that it's not really successful. But the moment for really stopping it was missed, and I think it was a blunder.
On that note, what will Russia try to do next?
And certainly in Armenia, they are very worried about this question, on which they cannot have a convincing answer. Again, Russia is preoccupied with many other things, but all those preoccupations with small setbacks and failures during this autumn, and Putin had a long list of those, from Syria, where the Russian plane was shot down and a scandal with Israel followed and is still there, to the withdrawal from the INF treaty by the United States, to this Ukrainian Orthodox Church, which is getting out of Russian control, to the non-meeting with Trump in Paris. After all, one thing after another, after third, you feel that kind of the sum total of this setback is accumulating and is creating pressure in the Kremlin, yet you want to break the trend. You need to do something proactive. You need to move somewhere which would allow you to score a victory, even if a small victory, but nevertheless, in order to break the trend, in order to mobilize back the public opinion, in order to take away the feeling that the regime is losing control. And in this regard, certainly Armenia remains an attractive but a difficult target, simply because there is all sort of technique how to make sure the revolution fails. And it was tried in Ukraine after the first Maidan, and indeed Yanukovych very successfully came back after that. It is still kind of in the works in the same Ukraine. It is possible to invent all sort of ways and means that would ensure that the revolution in Armenia fails, but Russia is a bit worried to play that because, you know, bringing Armenia to bankruptcy is still a hit on your own geopolitical interests, yeah. Much the same way as trying to manipulate the conflict in Nagorno-Karabakh. Maybe successful, but it's also a hit on your own geopolitical interests. I think what Russia might try to do is to intervene in Georgia. That is a country which is kind of in many ways for Russia an irritant, something where Russia made a rather successful victory back in 2008, but the fruits were not sweet enough, so to say. Georgia remains very clearly on the pro-Atlantic, pro-European track, and there is no way of changing it. Georgia is very cautious not to create any casus belli for Russia, certainly, unlike in the year 2008, but Russia doesn't really need any pretext. And it is a low-hanging fruit. It is something for the Russian military, overstretched as it is from Syria to Donbass to God knows, to the Arctic. It's still very doable. You know how to do it, been there, done that. Putin is very, very vulnerable. Georgian army is not in good shape at all. So a small intervention here would not only be a victory as such, but it would also make possible for Russia to establish a land corridor towards Armenia. And that is something which Russians kind of thought to about a lot. And it would also put Armenia in a very different position. First, how to respond to Russian intervention against Georgia. It's very difficult to remain neutral. And then how to respond to the fact that Russia is now very close to your borders. And for instance, in the Khalkhalaki region, which is populated, at least partly by the Armenians, where Russia used to have a military base and now can have another one. And that really changes for Armenia a lot of in its geopolitical situation, making it much more vulnerable to Russia's pressure, making it much more uncertain in how to continue the democratic transition, which is in principle what this revolution is about.
Fascinating. Pavel, thank you so much for joining me for this Ponars podcast.
My pleasure.